Hello, everybody. I'm Angela, and welcome to Spill the Coffee, my podcast. In today's episode, I really don't know what I'll be talking about. I had a few things planned to talk about, but it's like, oh, if I talk about this, I'm definitely gonna cry. So we're not gonna talk about that. I'm here. Well, I'm not at my home. I'm at my grandparents' house spending Holy Week with them like I always do. I also thought about doing an interview interviewing them, both of them, and whatever their deal is and their whole life, basically. I wanted to do that, but obviously that would be in Spanish. So if you're interested in that, then maybe tell me on Instagram or something. Or just, I don't know, text me, whatever, if you have my phone number. So I know that you guys would be interested in that. But I was thinking of doing that. I'm honestly going to have an amazing week with them. I always have an amazing week when I'm with them here. And I'm really excited to just spend Holy Week with them like I always do. Which is just amazing. I've missed this a lot. There has not been a Holy Week since 2019, and that was 3 years ago since I've done this last time, which is pretty fucking horrible. I've missed it a lot. Like, I don't love Holy Week, the sense of, you know, Christianity and all that, because I'm not a believer at all. Like, I'm not someone who believes in God or anything like that. Like, I don't care about that. I really don't. If you believe in God, okay, you go, but I don't. Like, I'm go you, but I don't. I personally don't believe in God. But I love Holy Week because I get to be with my grandparents and my family, basically, from here, from my home, my grandparents' hometown. I don't want to say anything because I'm scared that you guys are gonna come and kill me, but yeah, I love to spend Holy Week here. Maybe I'll film another episode even if you get lucky, you may even get two episodes or three episodes this next week, because I may be bored, and if I'm bored, I could potentially film a podcast episode. But yeah, another thing I wanted to say is that I ordered clothes from Shein, I believe it was last week, and amazing. I mean, I bought six bikinis that were all really cute. You know, I'm pretty self-conscious about my body, and I don't like wearing bikinis or crop tops, low-rise jeans, or low-rise anything. I don't like that because I don't like my stomach and I don't like how my body looks. But I still wear bikinis that are small as fuck so I can get a great tan. And honestly, Shein does an amazing work at that. Like, they are super good. This is obviously not sponsored by Shein. I fucking wish. But, you know, whatever. I also bought, three tops that were horrible. They were actually horrible. I bought pants, workout pants, that were really good. Those ones were really good, I'm definitely wearing those. I bought Washa things for my face that I'm also obsessed with. And I bought a dress that looks horrible and I'm never gonna wear. And I bought a purse that looks like, on the web page, it looked amazing. Like, it was so cute. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be an amazing, amazing, amazing purse. I have a bag. It's gonna be so cool. It's gonna be so cool. Whatever, it got here, it was the ugliest purse I've ever seen. Like, it's so bad. The bag is horrible. Oh, and I also bought rings. I'm obsessed with rings, as you all know, and rings from Shein are actually nice, you know, because it's plastic. I don't buy the ones that are like jewelry. I buy rings that are, you know, those trendy ones that are super chunky and super big and very colorful. Love those. Oh, I just ate and I'm having a nice coffee, so. Oh. How's my phone? I have it on, I don't have it on silent mode, which is pretty surprising. Yeah, yesterday was a really boring day. Basically, we did nothing in school. My grandpa is here. Say hi. You're not going to say hi?
Hello.
That's my grandpa. But yeah, yesterday was a very, very boring day. My grandpa is laughing at me. Oh, I see money. My grandpa. That's what I said. He loves me, though.
See you later.
See you later. Bye-bye. My grandpa is a queen. He's a queen. He's a queen. A queen and a king. He's all. He's amazing. But yeah, yesterday was a really boring day. I did nothing. I mean, I was really depressed yesterday because it was like the last day of school, the second trimester, and we have one trimester left. And that is honestly pretty traumatizing because, like, I feel like I have a feeling that I'm not going to miss a lot of people. It's, like, going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. But at the same time, it's, like, the end of an era, you know? I feel like the worst years of my life are ending for worse, like, even worse years to come. You know what I mean? Which is not fun at all. And I'm not excited about that. But at the same time, it's, like, you know, life goes on and we have to move on and we have to do different things, and that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Also, I was just depressed as fuck because I'm so fucking lonely. I was listening to Role Model's new album that is literally all about Emma Chamberlain and how he loves Emma Chamberlain and would die for her. And I was listening to that album crying because of how cute he was. And I read a part of the GQ interview that he had. And honestly, dude, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to read it. It's amazing. Like, he is so in love with her and she is so in love with him. Also, yesterday, like, it was, I don't know, like probably 5 p.m. And outside, I live in a kind of big city, so there are lots of buses. And I heard like a weird ass noise. I thought it was a fucking bomb. It was like, and that for like, not kidding, 15 minutes. And I heard it, and it kept going. And I was like, what the fuck? What is going on? And so I went outside and my mom was like outside in a fucking bus. Like, the wheel of the bus exploded. Oh my God. That was horrible. But yeah. My mom shit her pants. I'm not kidding. Yeah, here it is. So I'm gonna read what it says. So the interviewer asked Role Model Tucker, is that how you fell in love? Is that how you fell into your current relationship? Because I don't know what he said, but he said, no, I love my alone time, but even the strongest people reach a breaking point. And that's what I feel is going to happen to me. I was starting to reach the point, so I just DM'd her on Instagram. I said her outfits were fire lately, as if I didn't just follow her. We were supposed to hang out the night before I left for Maine, which is his hometown, but it fell through, and I went to Maine without seeing her. We kept texting every day while I was gone. I got back and went straight to her apartment. We did not kiss that night. We played Fortnite. She said, I love you, a week into our relationship, and loving her back changed something in my life, I guess. I cannot see that the rest of the part. And I'm dead. Like, I'm so fucking happy for her. I'm just excited. I'm literally excited to just... I want her to get back to YouTube. I really, really do. I actually need her to get back to YouTube because I miss her so much. I just love her and I miss her. And I feel like I need her content. And I'm watching her old videos crying because we have both grown up. Well, I mean, we've all grown up. I've been watching her, I believe, since like 2018, maybe the end of 2018, maybe, or even beginnings of 2019, which is like three years ago. And I see her and I see a woman that has completely changed and has completely evolved. And I'm so proud of her because she's done so much and she is an amazing, incredible woman. And I aspire to be like that, you know, and I completely have an obsession with her. And she's like the most beautiful woman ever. And I'm obsessed with her coffee, obsessed with her, you know, like everything, obsessed with everything that she does. And it just makes me so happy that she is just so amazing and so happy in her life. And she's doing her fucking best. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy as a fan and someone who looks up at her, looks up to her. I'm filming this and drinking coffee because I have to film this fast because I have to get going to see some procession shit that I won't. Well, it's not procession, but whatever. It's just some things that we're going to watch like we always do. Like we're going to see them around and whatever. And yeah, I also wanted to talk about something. I mean, I talked about role model. I didn't talk about Rosalia in the last episode, which was a bummer because I am obsessed with her album. And yesterday I watched a video of a guy analyzing her album, like technically, you know, like musically. And honestly, I felt even more in love with her. Like, she is amazing. Like her song Hentai, dude, te quiero ride como a mi bike, hazme un tape modo spike. Yo la batí hasta que se montó. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Let me look the lyrics up. Na 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 na. Gracias ahora. Casi me controla. I love her. I love her. Pa, pero mírate, no pienses nada, nada que pensar. Tan rico no puede ser de cuero, nada, pero estoy en cuera. Te quiero ride como a mi bike, hazme un tape modo spike. Yo la batí hasta que se montó, segundo chingarte, lo primero es Dios. Like, bitch, what the fuck? Rosalía being horny is just me. Enamorada de tu pistola, roja amapola, crash esa ola, casi me controla. Amazing, that's just amazing. Bebé, te quiero comer ya, ya. Ya te quiero hacer hentai, ya te quiero hacer hentai, ya te quiero hacer hentai, hacerte hentai. And also, like, one of my favorite songs is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A de alfa, altura, alien. B de bandida. C de coqueta. D de dinamita. E de expensiva, emperatriz, enigma, enterada. F de flux, eon. G de guapa. H de hondura. I de inteligencia artificial. J de jineta, M de moto mami. N de ni se te ocurra ni pensarlo. O de orquídea, P de patrona. Q de qué reinona, R de racineta, rango. S de sata, T de titánica. U de ultrasonidos, V de vendetta. W de Will Colón, de Winterfall también. X de te despejo la X en un momento. Y de yenes, de llantas. Y Z de zarzamora, o de zapateado, o de zorra también. I love her. She's amazing. Like, she's a queen. She's a queen. Like, who does that? Who does that? ¡Uh! De ultrasonidos. She's amazing. I'm obsessed with her album. I'm obsessed. I've listened to it like 20 fucking times. I'm obsessed with it. I love Hentai. It's my favorite song. I mean, I love every song. I really, really do. I love it. And I'm obsessed with her and her music and her outfits that she's serving. I'm obsessed. She's so fucking hot too. Like, bitch, you're hot. I love her. Then something else that I wanted to talk about was That's Hilarious by Charlie Puth. I'm obsessed with the song. It is amazing. The lyrics, incredible. Let me look it up for you again. That's Hilarious. Oh, you don't know how to write. Hilarious. Charlie Puth. Lyrics. I'm obsessed with the song. I mean, I'm obsessed with Charlie Puth in general. Like, he's the most incredible guy. Like, you took away a year of my fucking life and I can get it back no more. So when I see those tears coming out your eyes, I hope it's me there for. You didn't love when you had me, but now you need me so badly. You can be serious. That's hilarious. thinking I would still want you after the things you put me through. You're delirious. That's hilarious. Dude, it is amazing. Like, the way he writes and the way that he it's amazing. So, I've got here, all of the, like, the album, how it's gonna work. I just saw it on Genius. I got it on Genius and I saw it. So, it's gonna be, like, That's Hilarious, Left and Right, Light Switch, Looser, There's a First Time for Everything, Feeling Yourself, Smells Like Me, Her, Not How It Works, Tears on My Piano, and Marks on My Neck. So, like, there's a lot of these. I'm gonna definitely look that up later and read what we have of snippets. But yeah, I am getting hiccups. But yeah, I really like that. I also wanted to talk about the podcast Call Her Daddy. I'm pretty sure you all know Call Her Daddy. If you don't, you have to listen to it. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with Alex, like Father Cooper. You're amazing. I love you. And I also love Anything Goes by Emma Chamberlain. Like, she's amazing. And I love the podcast. I love everything about her. I've also been really obsessed with Mac Miller and Frank Ocean and Tyler, the Creator. I'm obsessed with the three of them. Really, really like it all. Also obsessed with The Neighborhood and Arctic Monkeys. Obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. I'm also getting back into Girl in Red because I love her as well. I feel like she's an amazing writer. Yeah, I really like that. I also want to talk about something else. Oh, Criminal Minds. So Hotch is like one of the main characters, and he was married to Haley, and they had a child together, a baby, a boy, you know. And the Boston Reaper was like going after them, and the Boston Reaper killed Haley. Like, what the fuck? I was watching the episode being like, there's no fucking way they just did this. Like, there is no fucking way they just did this. What the actual fuck? Like, that is so wrong. They are pure evil. What the fuck? That's crazy. That is actually crazy. Oh my god, did I just ruin my makeup? Yesterday, I did an amazing makeup. Like, my makeup looked amazing. Wait, did I actually ruin my makeup? Kinda. Oh my god. Oh my god. Did I? No. I fixed it. I'm a professional. I'm a makeup artist. Professional makeup artist. Yeah. I'm an MUA. I'm James Charles and I'm a P-file. The hate I have for James Charles, I hate that bitch. He's horrible. Like, I hate him. I fucking hate that bitch. He's so horrible. Also, I miss the Dolan twins. Like, I'm talking about the sister squad. I miss the Dolan twins so much. So much. I miss them so much. Like, I miss their content. I miss it all. I really do. And I have to watch a few movies this weekend. And I'm going to film lots of TikToks with my grandparents. Because I just feel that I could potentially go viral with my grandparents. And their sense of humor and everything that they do. I want to film the TikTok. My name is Chicky. Chicky, Chicky, Chicky. My name is Cha-Cha. Clap, clap, cha-cha-cha. Chicky, Chicky, Chicky. Clap, clap, cha-cha-cha. You know that one? Well, I want to film it. My name is Bum Bum. Bum Bum Bum. My name is Lala. La 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 la. I love that audio. It's amazing. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm really, like, excited for this week. I'm also kind of depressed. Because, like I said before, like, everything is coming to an end. And I feel like that is not funny. Like, that is not something I'm looking forward to. Like, why? Why do you do that to me, dude? Like, why? Isn't there a way that you just make us, like, not continue on? Like, just our life never, like, I don't know. I feel like there should be a point in our life where we can say stop. Let's repeat it. Like, let's not grow anymore. And let's continue from here, you know?
But that's not how it works, I guess. That's not how it works. And that's really sad. It should be like that.
Oh, also, for all of my fans, for all my fans out there, I'm going to be filming a song with my piano teacher. He wrote a song and, like, whatever. And so I'll be filming it. I'm pretty sure it will be after Holy Week, which is going to be cool. I'm excited. I feel like that could potentially be a really cool thing to do. I'm excited for that. And, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm yawning now.
Should I read to you guys the lyrics of Charlie Puth's songs? I feel like that is very boring. That's how boring my life is. I have nothing to tell you guys. So, like, a snippet from Left and Right. Top in my head. Yeah. Memories follow me left and right. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind. Your love stays with me day and night. Oh, that's so cute. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind. What you gonna do now? Wait, that's actually really cute.
That's really cute. I'm thinking that the album cover, if that's the album cover, I don't like it. I don't like it if that's the album cover. I hope it changes. I'm obsessed with That's Hilarious, though. And yeah. Oh, also, my grades were really good. I'm really proud of myself. I did pretty good this year. Yeah, I'm happy. You know, I wasn't expecting much, but we did good. We did good. And also, I want to say, my life has been, like, weird. Because I've been, like, thinking, what if I started catching feelings for some guy? Like, just on purpose, you know? Like, making me feel something for a guy. Because I have never, well, I have felt things for guys. But I have not felt things for guys in the longest time. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I should maybe just start to feel something for someone. Guess what? It's not happening. It's not happening. I'm already bored of dreaming of him or, like, daydreaming. Like, bitch, no. The only one I'm daydreaming of is Chris Evans or Vinny Hacker. Like, that's it. Like, I can't physically daydream of someone that I'm not really into, you know? Like, yeah, you're hot, whatever. Do I like your personality? No. I mean, I don't know him, though. Like, I don't know him that much. So I could never, ever say it. You will never know who I'm talking about, because there's, like, a few guys that I could be talking about, because I'm popular. And my grandma said to me, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Your face, wow, you should be brushing off the guys, because there should be, like, thousands of guys all over you. I'm like, grandma, I'm still very much alone. Like, there's no one even remotely close to being interested in me. She's like, well, you have to believe in me. I'm sure you'll find someone. You're not going to be alone for the rest of your life, believe me. And I'm like, oh, grandma, I have you. I thought of that, you know, but because she would laugh at me. I love her so much. She's, like, the best. She's so amazing, and I love her. Yeah. I feel like that's it for today's episode. Although it's very short and I talked about nothing. I don't even know I have a title for this, because I talked about everything and anything. So, yeah. I'm really excited for my week. And let me know if you're interested in doing an interview. Like, I should do an interview to my grandparents, you know, like, interview them. Obviously, it would be in Spanish, like I said, because they don't know English. I mean, I could talk with my grandpa in English, but I feel like that would not be as good, because, you know, my grandma's hilarious. And also because my grandpa hasn't spoken English in a conversation in a very, very long time. So I feel like that could be a little bit harder for him. But yeah, I'm excited for everything and for the week. I'm not excited to go back to school, because that sucks and I don't like that. But we have to go back to school in when are we going back to school? Let me check it. the 18th. I have to go back to school the 18th, and I have an exam the 22. Why? 22nd, why? Meh, whatever. I love you guys, and thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed my podcast, rate it 5 stars. And subscribe, because it's free and you don't have to do anything else. Just click a button and that's it. You're subscribed. You can also comment on Apple Podcasts, and you can ask me whatever on Instagram or whatever. Angela Kissed on Instagram. You can DM me or ask me, or I don't know, whatever you want to do. Like, my Instagram is there. So yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing week or an amazing weekend or an amazing day, whatever you're doing. I hope it's amazing. I hope that you're happy. I hope you're doing well. And I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. You're amazing. And I'll see you in the next episode. Mwah.